Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, happy Thanksgiving. Today, Patrick Conroy from Rockford, Illinois, living in Denver, Colorado. What up, Patrick? Appreciate your time, brother.
815 baby in the house. I'm glad we finally get this going, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, and to everybody listening, hopefully you're enjoying some phenomenal food today, watching a lot of football. Speaking of Thanksgiving, we should start it off. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Oh man. I'm gonna have to say cranberry sauce. And not like fresh made cranberry sauce, anything like that. Nothing you're gonna get at Whole Foods. I want out of the can. Totally not good for you, full of sugar. That you start mixing that in with the stuffing, and it's very vital to making a great leftover sandwich, most definitely. How about you?
I would have to say one of my cousins, Kathleen, she makes phenomenal stuffing. So I would say
Okay.
probably stuffing is my place to go. And then also my other cousin, Erin, she actually makes the best butterscotch cookies you've ever tried in your entire life. Like literally, you get them at Thanksgiving and Christmas and they're to die
That's
for.
it.
So
Sometimes easier, but
that's what
it's
I'm
worth
going to
the wait.
be.
I got some sweet potatoes smoking on the Green Mountain Grill right now, and I'm going to make a casserole out of it. It's going to be phenomenal.
See, well,
But it
I do
still
not cook.
compared to the cranberries.
There you go. So luckily for you got to move over to Denver, Colorado and get away
Yes,
from
sir.
the entire Chicago weather. And then second of all is the state of Chicago sports is, as you could tell as you watch on TV, it's in disarray, to say the least. You got the Bad News Bears. You have the Hawks. They're actually 500, but still at the bottom.
Right.
And then you got the Bad News Bulls too. The Bulls are awful, just a hot mess. So what are your thoughts on Chicago sports? I mean, did you take all the success when you moved to Colorado? You took it with you? That was kind of rude of you.
I'm still riding on that World Series high. So, I can't get mad at the Cubs. They'll fix their stuff. I believe in Theo. This is going to be a big season for them. I'm excited to see what happens in the off season with the winter meetings and all of that. I mean, I personally think it's time to get rid of Chris Bryant. Let's get Javi signed. Let's make some deals, man. And I believe in Theo. He's done it with two teams, and he doesn't want just one with the Cubs. He wants a few with the Cubs. So that will be exciting. I loved hearing that Reinsdorf showed some emotions with Gar Forman this week. Sounds like he's in the hot seat, which I didn't think would ever happen while he was still alive because he's so loyal to his guys. So that's exciting. The Bulls, man, they're just so boring. It's not even fun to watch. This has been a good year for the NBA. I've been tuning in, but when I watch the Bulls, they're just so boring. So boring. Coby White brings a lot of excitement, but you just know what you're going to get out of the Bulls. They're going to play tough, but they just can't win the games. And I don't know. As for the Blackhawks, I'm not going to lie, I'm a bandwagon fan. When they're winning, I'm on the bandwagon. Growing up in Rockford, we didn't get the Blackhawks on TV until the old man died. So my team was the Mighty Ducks just because the movies, Coach Bombay, baby. But so yeah, that's my opinion. And then we got the Bears. I
The
don't know, man. I don't
Bears.
know where to start from there. How about you? What's your opinion of everything?
I just think it's amazing. So if you look at the Bulls and you look at the Bears, because obviously I think majority of sports fans are kind of bandwagon when it comes to the Hawks,
Of
but like
course.
who's a worse coach or more overrated? Like, I mean, I guess Boylan was never rated at all. He's been pretty generic since he's gotten the job and then got an
Yeah.
extension that everyone threw their hands over in the offseason, which was ridiculous to give the guy any money. So it's like, who's the worst coach? Jim Boylan, who wants to play 12 guys in the NBA? Like this is a high school, varsity team, or not even a
Right.
varsity team, because they don't even play all the players. So I guess you think this is like a JV team. Or is it Nagy just overwhelmed? Because the thing that really aggravates me about Nagy is the fact that he wants to do all the play calling. I get it. You're an offensive mind. That's where you're how you got the job. But you do not know how to manage it like a CEO. Bro, if you don't know where your kicker needs to kick, if you do not know that your quarterback is banged up or when he's gotten banged up, the whole time you watch the guy, his head is in literally his play sheet and your offense is awful. Okay.
Horrible.
So you being a horrible, what I want to just to get on the Bulls, I mean the Bears, because now I'm going to get on my soapbox and talk about them. I want to break something down for you because now I'm just getting excited. Let me tell you a couple teams and you tell me what they all probably have in common. Majority of people won't know. I actually didn't know this until I researched it. New York Jets. Let's think about the Jets real quick. They've had three quarterbacks. One guy's, you know, gotten released, Falk, and now he's bagging groceries at Whole Foods. Shout out to Whole Foods, good place. Okay, the Miami Dolphins, they played flip-flop in their quarterback position. And, you know, between the one kid, Rosen, and Fitzpatrick, now they're stuck to Fitzpatrick. But they played their, you know, Russian roulette with that. Cincinnati Bengals, hot mess. They also went to their second-string quarterback. He was awful. Denver, they've had three quarterbacks with Flacco being hurt. Washington, just an entire hot mess trying to just lose every single game. And then the Chicago Bears. So you would think out of all those teams, you didn't expect the Jets or Miami to do anything, right? Miami was trading all their assets from day one. Right. The Cincinnati Bengals, I don't think you had much upside in that regard with Baltimore and Pittsburgh being in theirs. If anything, you didn't think they were going to do good because you actually thought the Cleveland Browns were going to do good and they were horrible. Denver, you didn't expect them to really do anything because they were in KC's conference. Washington, always bottom feeders. But you did expect the Chicago Bears to actually be good. But okay, so I named all those horrific teams. You know what they all have in common? What do you think?
At first, it was at first it was Adam Gase, but no, I don't. Entertain me.
They all have scored under 200 points through 11 games.
Not going to win.
And the craziest thing out of all those teams, every team besides the Bears have played more than one quarterback for the majority of it, right?
Yeah.
So the Bears have, you know, what it was, two games, like a game and a half, we had to go to our backup. But Mitch has led majority, 75% of the snaps for the Bears. And we still haven't scored 200 points. So you got a guy's head in the play card the whole time. He's like, oh, I'm thinking of these great plays. I'm thinking of, you know, you see him over there with his marker and hiding his face, what he's saying. It's like, dude, you could show and talk. You don't have to protect your mouth anymore because your offense is horrific. Okay? So you keep saying, so where does it lie? Is it Mitch's fault because he can't run half the plays supposedly? Or is it Nagy's fault? Where is the fault? Where do you see it?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, the thing is, Mitch is – you can't get mad at the kid for getting drafted where he got drafted. Good for him. Do I think he should have been drafted there? Absolutely not. No experts thought he would even be top 10. But the thing is, the kid still got stuff done last year. And how did he go back so far in 1 year? Why aren't we running the same things? Why aren't we letting him be athletic and letting him unleash him? So, like, I get it. Like, Nagy's offense is a little too much for his quarterback IQ, but let's dumb it down then. And they're not doing that. And I just watch it, and it's like he tries to get too slick, and he runs these plays, and it's just backfiring on him, and he looks like an idiot. So I think they're both to blame. At the end of the day, they're the three stooges between Pace, Nagy, and Mitchell. So I don't know. What about you?
I mean, I'm just so aggravated. I blame Nagy. Because, like, the whole offseason, all you heard was about the kicking situation, which we still don't have, right?
Oh,
okay, we
joke.
Still don't know how to kick, right? So all you heard about in the offseason is that he kept lining up, like, 47-yard field goals or whatever it was, 45 yards. He's having all these kickers out. The whole team's watching him. We're trying to put pressure on him. Okay, so you spent majority of your time trying to fix a position that did not get fixed, that actually – is horrible. And if you did have a decent kicker, we'd have two more wins because two wins have been decided by missed field goals in critical time or time expiring. So you do that. That was so generic and like so high schoolish, right? So I have to blame Nagy because listen, you're supposed to be an offensive genius supposedly, or an offensive, you know, guru. You should be able to, I don't understand. Okay. So you have to be able to use what you have. I know I don't want to say the Patriots, but the Patriots are the gold standard, right? They have
Correct.
Wide receivers no one's ever heard of. And yes, they have Tom Brady.
Next man up.
Not even, Yeah, why don't we have the next man up or anything? You use what you have.
Let me tell you what frustrates me the most about Nagy is after these games is just him at the press conferences smiling. He's so happy. Even in these losses, it's like, oh, I mean, he's praising Mitch. He's like, oh, I see good out of Mitch. I think there's improvement. There's no improvement. Here's the thing, man. He's a professional. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, and you're praising him. So what eventually is going to happen is these guys busting their butts out there, they're going to be like, dog, we're watching the same thing, and all you're doing is praising him. But if we make a little mistake, that can be our jobs. Like, why are we having Mitch at this pedestal because he's so sensitive and he has to turn the TVs off in Palace Halls? No, man. Get up there, be accountable, and just say he's garbage. Like, I know you can't say he's garbage, but let's not be up there smiling and sugarcoating it and stuff. Okay? He's a professional.
Exactly.
What's going to happen is you're going to divide the locker room, if it already hasn't happened, which I bet by the end of the year. I mean, today is it should be an easy win. After that, let's look at their schedule. You have Dallas coming up. You have this. Well, they already got whooped by the Saints. They still have one with Green Bay. You have one with Minnesota. And I can't forget the other game.
They're playing the Chiefs. They're
going to man. So this is going to be interesting seeing how they finish the season, because I honestly think after today – which I know we're going to talk a little bit later about today's games, but the final four, I think they're going 0-4. Most definitely.
And Nagy coming out and saying, you know, he's improving. It's like, listen, you put all your ducks in a row. You put all your eggs in one basket, I should say, when you traded for Mac and you gave away 2 first-round picks. Okay. So your timetable was the last 3 years. It was like a 3-year window, I'm saying. You had last year, which obviously didn't work out. You have this year, which you digressed. And then you pretty much have next year, right?
Of course.
As far as this, because you have Eddie Jackson and all these guys still young, but all those contracts are going to come up. And you have to make it happen now. And you can't wait. Like, what else are we waiting for? Like, the dude sucks. You gave him 3 years. He's obviously not good. If he can't do – Nagy really needs to showcase his – that he can call these plays. Because I'm honestly judging this dude and Ryan Pace the last 4 games, because Ryan Pace has shown me this. He's okay, and he actually is a little bit better than his peers in the middle rounds of the draft. He cannot judge quarterbacks, okay? He signed long neck Mike Lennon. He sucked, okay? He's obviously traded up and got Mitch Trubisky, which everyone thought was a joke, okay?
Right.
Yeah, and obviously you traded for Mac. I give you hats off to you. That was a good trade. But then again, you also got Leonard Floyd, and he hasn't panned out, because if you're getting double teamed on Mac on one side, Floyd should be showcasing his skill set and being able to getting at least 10 sacks. No problem, but he doesn't. So anyway, I think he's a
– You said it best, though. Games, I mean, like – sorry to interrupt you. You said it best, though. Like, next year is the close of that window. And this is crazy to say, being a Chicago Bears fan, but it's like, I would take Rex Grossman over this performance. Like, Rex would put up points and put up yards and all that stuff. Like, yes, he threw it to the wrong team, but at least he got the offense moving. Like, dude, Kyle Orton was better than what this guy's doing. So it's just like, we can't waste Khalil Mack's prime on trying to be sensitive with this sorry ass quarterback.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's terrible. And then, like, you go back, we had the tight end, Ben, whatever the hell his name is, he missed an easy touch. So it is like, yeah, we could help our quarterback out. But Mitch is terrible. Like, I mean, in last game, for instance, right? He goes 4 drives. He's 14 for 17, almost 200 yards in it, and throws a touchdown. Okay. The rest of the game, 11 for 22, 80 yards and 2 TDs. 80 yards. Listen, it's really difficult to throw a it's hard to throw interceptions when you don't even I mean, he's throwing it 20 feet over people's heads. So, like, take chances. He's not even close to the receiver to even make a play.
If that was a Jay Cutler stat line, 20 whatever out of 44, you got 400 yards. Yeah, you're going to have a few picks, but you got 400 yards. And that I miss Jay. I was always a big Jay supporter. When people were like, get rid of him. Yeah, don't you miss him now? Same thing with, like, Lovie Smith. This is completely crazy to say, but, like, all Lovie did was basically have 9, 10 win seasons. And it was just never
again.
for us.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you brought it up again. I was just trying to get away from Ryan Pace and not yell about him, and now you got me back on him. You bring Jeez. Up another good point. Ryan Pace can't pick coaches. He can't pick quarterbacks. No. Ladies and gentlemen, look at the NFL. If you can't pick one of those or both of those, you do not have success. And in return, we're not having any success. Ryan Pace, happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to fly. I'm going to drive your ass to the airport. And Nagy's got four more games to get his shit together. Or they're both gone. It's time, dude. I'm 36 years old. You ain't won a Super Bowl. What
is
going on?
Hey, hold up though. At least you got to see the Super Bowl. I was born in March of 86. They won the Super Bowl in January of 86. My mom was 8 months pregnant. Didn't even get to drink for that. So I haven't been able to even see a Super Bowl.
Well, I was too young to understand it, so it doesn't.
Yeah, but you were
alive. So for people, yeah, I was alive. I was shitting my pants still, so it really doesn't.
Hey.
Matter.
So, not much has changed.
Yes, true. Still shit my pants. But now, you know, at the end of the day, I agree. I know a lot of people want to know about the Bears. The Bears are trash. Everyone sees that. I give you one move and one move only, and then I want to touch base on these Thanksgiving games. One move. You're in charge of the Chicago Bears. From a personnel standpoint, from a player standpoint, what would you do? I mean, you're obviously probably firing one of the two. Nagy or Ryan Pace, but I'm giving you're able to trade an asset or you're able to sign a player this upcoming offseason. What is your first move?
I don't know off the top of the list of who is a free agent next year from the quarterback, but I think that's easy. If we can't give up any picks. We need our picks. We're not going anywhere. So it's going to be tough to trade for something, unless if it's getting rid of a bad contract, which – I without looking, I don't know what we have. So do you have any notable free agents next year? Like, I know Cam was talked about, but that's going to have to be a trade. So I don't want to go that way, but I think it's a no brainer. We got to get a quarterback. We got to get someone that can just at least manage the game, get some yards, get the defense some breathers. You know, just someone who can give me a top 15 quarterback. Give me someone who's like your Kirk Cousins type person. Who's going to get yards. He's a game manager. And, you know, some people criticize him saying he can't get the big win, but with a defense like the Bears, I mean, Minnesota has a decent defense, but personally, I think the Bears is better. Give me someone like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Kirk Cousins, $80 million. He's good. So he's not getting him. And people like Cam Newton and want to say Cam Newton.
That was crazy. That was crazy to give that guy $80 million.
Yeah.
So give me Kirk Cousins' talent. You don't have to give me Kirk Cousins' payroll.
Yeah, true. So one thing is that you do have to do. A lot of people want to talk about Cam Newton. I'll just talk about that real briefly. Cam Newton, actually, his last couple years, he hasn't been that effective. They haven't won much. And I'm talking this past season. He played a little bit the season before. So he's not been that effective, actually. So, I mean, and you have to also realize, I believe Cam has 1 year on his contract. So all the Bears fans that want him, I don't even think we can afford him, to be very honest. So
right.
I kind of get off that. That's a easy fix, like whatever. I will say this. When you were talking about being a game manager and someone that we have, isn't that the whole reason why we signed our backup quarterback? Because Nagy knew him and he was going to be able to, you know, help us out, and he was going to be able to, you know, lead the charge. Chase Daniel, isn't that what the hell he was brought in here for? And he's been absolutely – he's so bad, apparently, he can't beat Mitch. And Mitch has, like, been some of these games. I felt bad for the kid because he looked so bad that he probably didn't want to play. So another bad signing, Ryan Pace. I'm just keep going after you. But yeah, isn't that why we brought Chase Daniels in there? He's got 11 years of experience out of Mizzou. He threw the rock around. That guy sucks too, apparently. So here's the one move I will say, and it's not going to be a popular one. Okay.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you have a lot of missed holes, because you got the offensive line is terrible. You got a quarterback that you're under contract for one more year. You do not pick up that player's option. He sucks. I do not want to hear about Mitch Trubisky next year. We're going to judge what we have. You know what you have. He's horrible. Okay. So you have to upgrade the offensive line. The quarterback position, you obviously need to upgrade. Running backs, I think we have we need a better offensive line for David Montgomery. And one thing is I want to point out, for all you Bears fans, next time you're watching the game, watch Tyreek Cohen. One of my buddies pointed this out. The dude runs straight to the sideline. runs out of
Love
bounds every single time. Every single time he's called, Dash City just runs out to the thing. He doesn't. I mean, it's terrible every single time. If you want to
Gotta
have a
keep
drinking
it
game,
clean.
yep, take a drink every time dude runs to the sidelines. You'll be hammered by the end of the first quarter. So I would trade Mac. And the only reason is not that I don't want him on the team or that I don't love him. It's the one asset that you can move or Eddie Jackson, and you can upgrade and get more picks because you're going to need to move back in the, either the first round or whatnot. So the one team I see viable that doesn't have to need a quarterback because they drafted one already is the Denver Broncos, and then Fangio gets Mac. That would be like something that you could maybe be able to do because they're going to get rid of Von Miller. They'll be able to bring in Mac. So maybe be able to make that trade with Denver because it is actually good for both sides. See what type of assets you can get because you're going to have to. You have so many holes to fill that you don't even have a tight end, so you don't have a quarterback. Your offensive line is horrible, and you're obviously not signing Kyle Long back unless he decides that he wants to sign for a very, very low amount of money. So that's what I would do. I would actually try to get rid of Mac because that's a great asset, or Eddie Jackson because he's going to be his last year of his rookie contract. And I don't think we get the option because he was drafted in the third round to be able to get him for a fifth year option. I don't think it's a team option. He's able to walk away. So that's what I would do.
Can
But
I input on
what's
that?
up? Oh, yes.
Totally understand why you would do that, but here's the thing. Mac is proven. Mac is once in a he's a generational talent. So I don't wouldn't trade him because we miss, like you said it, we miss on the first few round picks. So we're just gonna trade this guy who's a stud. He's gonna be a Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame talent. I mean, he's still gonna have to prove some stuff to get some unknowns. Like, I mean, we don't do well in the first few rounds. So what we need your boy to do, Pace, is be able to draft the talents in the third, the fourth, the fifth. You can get some gems out there. And I mean, and trading Eddie Jackson, I get that we're gonna have to pay him. He's gonna get paid, but we haven't had a good safety really since Mike Brown.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean,
So
I'm just trying to bring up ideas, so I get it too. You're right.
it's tough because it's like when they made that trade for Mac, I'm like, this is genius because yes, we gave up a lot for him, but it's proven. And right now, I mean, he's not going 100%. Why would he? Look at, like, why would he? So I don't know, man. It's tough. I'm just looking at a list right now, and I know he's going to be pricey, but Teddy Bridgewater, he's a free agent. Really, on this list, that's the only one I would want to bring in. I mean, Dak's going to get signed by Dallas. I don't even think Dak saw that. Hey, what do you know? Chase Daniels is a free agent. You can get Phillip
He's
Rivers. I
awful.
think he's done. Not a very impressive list. So we'll have to see what the Bears come up with, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna have to. I don't know. I just hope we don't run it back and then we just look in the mirror and next year we have the same exact setup we have this year. So we'll see what happens though. I mean, they're in disarray. But yeah, I do like your points. I mean, you are right. Why would we trade a Hall of Famer when we miss on the first couple rounds? You're exactly right. I made that point how we miss out. I mean, there's just Ryan Pace has done a decent job, some of them, but he's also missed so much that even the good ones, even the good picks go on, like, to the side. He did take Eddie Jackson coming out of Alabama with a broken leg. So that was his pick. So, like I said, he does well in the third through fifth round. But when you're missing first and second round, you put the franchise back years. Like now, you missed on Mitch, and Mitch has put us back, man, regardless. And another thing is, even in that playoff game last year, couldn't score points. We should have scored points. That's the bullshit problem. Like we should have scored points. You have this guru. So I give Nagy four more games, five more games. I really need to understand is what the hell's going inside there. Is he really obviously he doesn't trust Mitch, but are you giving him a free agent quarterback next year? Because if you're not, you might as well let him ride. All
Well,
right,
who calls
but
him a guru too? He's like a self-entitled guru. He came from the Andy Reid tree, but Andy Reid is the guru, if anyone. Like, I'm so sick of these people just because you come from someone's tree that they're a guru. Like, look at all the people that have come from Bill Belichick and what they've done. Nothing. Charlie Weiss, nothing. Romeo Crennel, whatever his name is, nothing. Like, these guys don't do anything. Josh McDaniels is smart. He's like, I'm building up my resume. I have Tom Brady. I'm not leaving. He could have taken that Colts job. He's like, no, I'm chilling with the goats. Two of them. He's got two goats. So yeah, it's like, I mean, they come from these trees, they say, but they don't do shit. And like, remember Adam Gase. Adam Gase was supposed to be the guru, the quarterback whisperer. Mark Trussman, he was the man, you know, Canadian finest and all this. But bro, what do they do?
No, you're 100%. I'm just saying when Nagy won the coach of the year last year, he should actually cut that thing in half and gave that to Vic Fangio, because they
100%
really what the coach was. I mean, now you're seeing that. You're seeing that. You're honestly seeing that it's too much. Like, the field position's different, the turnovers, the defense is scoring more points, and then it's really, you know, showcasing how bad our offense was. It got overshadowed last year. And Fangio was the one doing all the work now, obviously, as you see. But that's what they were saying about him, you know, when he won the NFL Coach of the Year last year. But here, let's go on to Thanksgiving Day. Enough me yelling about the Bears, but it's all true. So here we go. We got the Bears-Lions today. Should be an easy win, like you said. The point spread's 5.5, and then the over-under's 37. So you put
I always go over. I think get some balls, go over. See, this tricks me, because the spread line I looked at was 2.5. And I'm like, 2.5, that's a no-brainer. You're going with the Bears at 2.5. 5.5, that's a different story, because I honestly only see the Bears winning by. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to take the Bears with the points. I'm taking the over, or giving the points.
I think that. Yeah, I don't know if they announced who's starting at the quarterback position, because the line started when it opened at 1 for the Bears, and then it went all the way up to 5.5, because I believe that the backup quarterback or
quarterback. And so yeah, this is a must win for the Bears. I mean, I'm going to sound like a cliche with all of these, because I think a lot of them are all must wins. But this is, if you lose this game, just, you know, walk home. Walk home, Nagy, have everything packed, and go back to Kansas City or wherever you're from. Because this is – you lose this game, you got to go. You're playing JUCO today. You're playing a team that is a bigger mess than we are. Speaking of coming, a defensive guru coming from the Belichick tree, he has no idea what he's doing. Granted, they're banged up, they're injured, Stafford's not playing, but they're just a hot mess. So you have to win this game.
100% agree. I mean, they can go 500. They'll be 6-6 if they win today. So, right. Okay. What about you got the Buffalo Bills being hosted by the Dallas Cowboys. You got the spread. Cowboys are favored 6.5. Jerry Jones has put Jason Garrett on the hot seat and said he better get his shit together, and he wants to win the damn game, his exact words. So over under 47 and the Cowboys -6.5. What do you got?
Again, you know, the must wins, you just nailed it on the head. Jerry Jones calling his boy out. If these players respect him, they're coming today. They're bringing it. They have so much talent on that team. I think Buffalo is a garbage 8-3 team. So I'm going to take the Cowboys with the over and, giving the points, because they're a stacked team. I mean, they are, they get from the running game, the quarterback's decent. You have there's so many Pro Bowl material on that team. So I'm going to say Cowboys for sure. They're going to be enjoying some turkey.
Perfect. All right. The nightcap game, New Orleans against Atlanta. New Orleans is favored 6.5. And then you got the spread of 48.5.
I've been liking the way they've been playing lately. I think they're a much better team than their 3-8 record indicates. So I am going to take Atlanta with the points. I do think the Saints win, but I don't think they cover. Saints have not been playing hot lately. And Atlanta has. So let's go with Atlanta getting some points.
All right, perfect. Over, under, what'd you pick, the over?
I'm going to take I always take the over. That's why I'm not a good better gambler.
No, that's good. So what I'll do is I'll take the Bears in the point. I think the Bears are going to win. I will say I do like the 37. I think that the over is going to hit there too. So I'll agree both there. I'll take the Cowboys, but I'll take the under. I think the under, because the Cowboys in the defense from the Bills, they actually have a good cornerback. They'll shut down Cooper, and they also do have a good front seven. So Zeke should be checked from the Bills. And then them running the ball and time of possession, limited amount of opportunities for the Cowboys offense. So I'll see the under there too, but I'll take the Cowboys. And then that later game, I like the Saints actually in the over. So that's where I'm feeling. But, you know, first of all, I know it was a long time coming. I do want to thank you for jumping on the Mouth podcast today. And we'll see how our bets go. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Any closing remarks from you, my friend?
I just want to thank you for having me on. This is fun. Just anytime I could talk Chicago sports, because like you said, being out here in Denver, it's Broncos, 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 Nuggets, which they're exciting to watch right now. So thank you for letting me talk about my bread and butter in Chicago sports, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Tell the wifey I said hello, and let's do it again soon.
I will. Thank you guys, and have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving.
See ya.